Matthew, so I urge you to pray that God give us His word for our benefit. So I'll start reading part of the Gospel of the sixth hour of the eve of Good Friday, just a few verses from it. Then He said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, and even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then He came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." So one word you see repeated in this paragraph is the word watch. And watch does not only mean watching by the flesh, by watching by the spirit. What he really means is being spiritually vigilant, watching one's salvation and eternity. Keep that in your focus. So we want to talk a little bit about how to be watchful. Before we talk how, I want to talk why. Why do we need to be watchful? And one reason is given here by Jesus himself. He said, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." So one reason given by Jesus himself was not to get into temptation. So you need to be watchful. Another reason given by St. Peter in his epistle, he says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." So he gives us another reason to be watchful. And this time, because your enemy is watchful. Your enemy, the devil, is watchful. He's very careful, and he's trying to get to you by all means possible. So you have to be watchful too. The third reason given by Jesus himself in the Gospel of St. Mark, he said, "Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is." So another reason to be watchful is to be ready for eternal life. You don't know when your life will end, so you ought to be watchful. A great example of watchful people is Jesus himself. He stayed all night and prayed all the time, not only in his last few days. So the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 6 says about Jesus, "He went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." He stayed all night praying. And as we just read, when he saw the disciples sleeping, he asked them to wake up, watch and pray. Another example of people watching is the shepherd, the Feast of Nativity. They were watching over their sheep, and they deserved to hear the good news first. And a third example is David the prophet. Psalms is full of verses that talk about how to be watchful all night. I'll just mention a few. Psalm 134, it says, "Behold, bless the Lord, O you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord." So by night stand in the house, meaning praying all night. Another example, it says, "I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law." And then another verse in Psalm 119, "At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments." So a watchful person has certain aspects. I'll mention three of them with some examples. The first aspect of a watchful person is that he's a loving person. He would prefer to talk to God. He would prefer to keep in communication with God over doing anything else. A verse said by St. Paul in 1 Thessalonians, it says, "Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober." And someone took that literally, St. Bishui, the monk, the great monk, or we call him the perfect man. We call him the beloved of our good Savior. He used to stay all night praying. He actually used to have a rope tied to his beard and tied to the ceiling. So if he fall as he was praying, he would wake up. He didn't want to sleep. He wanted to spend all the time with his beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ. He knew, as Jesus said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he was training the flesh to be sober and to be vigilant. The first aspect is that he is a loving person. The second aspect is that he is a free person. A watchful person is a free person. St. Paul, in his epistle to St. Timothy, the second one, he says, "But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry." He asked him to be watchful in all things. A great example of a free person is Joseph, the righteous, in the book of Genesis. In fact, he was a slave. And he was a slave in his master's house. And his master's wife wanted to do the sin with him. So on the outside, he is a slave and she is a free person. But on the inside, he was a free person on the inside. He was not enslaved to sin. His master's wife, on the other hand, was enslaved to her desires. So you can see who is free here in this situation. What he did was a great example of a watchful person. He said, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" He had every reason to do it. But he chose not to, because he was a free person. So a watchful person is a loving person. A watchful person is a free person. And a watchful person is a strong person. If we are watchful, we are strong. St. Paul says that. In 1 Corinthians, he said, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." And you can see in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, in the church history, how strong people stood fast to all kinds of tribulations. We just recently saw people martyred in the church with a very strong appetite to eternity. A great saint in the church, Saint Moses the Strong. We call him the Strong for a reason. He labored for so many years, and he had so great struggle with his flesh, with the devil, and with his sins, previous sins. And he struggled against all this, and he deserved the name Strong. So a watchful person is a loving person, is a free person, and is a strong person. So the last question we want to ask is, how do we be watchful? How do we do this? How do we become like these people? And for that, there is three steps that was given by the church fathers. The first step is stick to your spiritual means. St. Peter says in his first epistle, "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers." So it's important to be watchful as you do the spiritual means. So when you pray, be watchful. When you attend the liturgy, be watchful. When you read the Bible, be watchful. When you do the commandments, when you repent, when you confess, when you do all these spiritual means, be watchful. But be careful that these are spiritual means, they are not spiritual goals. So don't think praying is a goal in itself. It's a mean to get you to God. Don't believe that service is a goal for self-recognition. It's just a tool to get closer to God and to get others closer to God. Don't assume that virtue is to seek approval from others. Just know that it is a tool for God to reign in our hearts. And so on. I can tell you so many things. The devil will try to convince you that these spiritual means are in itself goals, and this is not being watchful. Another aspect of being watchful in the spiritual means is that you worship, when you do worship, worship with the spirit and with the flesh. That's why the church teaches us to fast, so the flesh can participate in being watchful. To stay overnight in visions, in Kiyak, tomorrow, Lirit Abu Ghalamsis, stay overnight. That's the flesh contributing to being watchful to the spirit. St. Paul says, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. He recognizes that there is a struggle. So the first thing to be watchful is the spiritual means. The second thing is the spiritual environment. So be careful. You need to pick your environment if you want to be watchful. St. Peter says again, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion. So be careful. He's trying to get to you by all means. You have to be very careful with the environment you choose. And for this, I want to give just two examples. The first is an example of a bad environment. Lot, the prophet, St. Peter says about him, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. He chose to live among the wicked people. He chose to torment himself with these problems. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. And another good example is Saul, the king. And it happened when all who knew him formerly saw that he indeed prophesied among the prophets. He went through a group of prophets, and apparently he was very touched by the environment, and he became a prophet. He prophesied as well. That the people said to one another, what is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? So an environment is very important. So first thing is spiritual means, second is spiritual environment, and third is a spiritual guide. You cannot do this by yourself. You need someone to help you. St. Paul in the epistle to Hebrews, he says, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would not be unprofitable for you. And I will go back to the example of Saint Moses the Strong. He was a strong, but he had a very strong spiritual guide, Saint Isidorus. Usually they are depicted together. He kept him in check. He kept him accountable in front of himself and in front of others. And that's how important it is to have a good spiritual guide. So I want you to take home this message. Keep a spiritual means, spiritual environment, and spiritual guide. If we do that, we might be like these watchful people. And we might be lucky to hear Jesus at the last day saying, blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. لو في وقت ألخص بسرعة اللي أنا قلته بالعربي كنا بنبص على جزء من إنجيل الساعة الستة من ليلة الجمعة العظيمة وقرينا ثلاث آيات أقرأهم بسرعة فقال لهم نفسي حزينة جدا حتى الموت وامكثوا هنا واسهروا معي ثم تقدم قليلا وخر على وجهه وكان يصلي قائلا يا أبتاه إن أمكن فلتعبر عني هذه الكأس ولكن ليس كما أريد أنا بل كما تريد أنت ثم جاء إلى التلاميذ فوجدهم نياما فقال لبطرس أهكذا ما قدرتم أن تسهروا معي ساعة واحدة اسهروا وصلوا لألا تدخلوا في تجربة أما الروح فنشيط وأما الجسد فضعيف كلمنا عن نقطة السهر الروحي أكتر حاجة مكررة في الباراجراف ده هي كلمة اسهروا والسهر الروحي مش بس معناه السهر بالجسد ان احنا نسهر طول الليل لانه في ناس كتير بتسهر تعمل حاجات كتير بس المقصود هنا هو السهر الروح مع الجسد ليه احنا محتاجين نسهر اولا لان ندخل في تجربة زي ما السيد المسيح علمنا ثانيا لان لينا عدو وسهران طول الوقت هو متربص بينا طول الوقت قديس بولس الرسول بيقول اصحوا واسهروا لأن إبليس خصمكم كأسد زائر يجول ملتمسا من يبلع والسبب الأخير إن احنا محتاجين نسهر إن احنا نبقى مستعدين لملكوت السماوات انظروا اسهروا وصلوا لأنكم لا تعلمون متى يكون الوقت خصائص الإنسان السهران زي ما اتكلمنا أول حاجة هو إنسان محب ودينا مثال الأنبا بشوي اللي ما كان بيكسر يعني بيستخسر انه ينام من انه يسهر مع حبيبه يسوع. Actually احنا بنسميه حبيب مخلصنا الصلاة من كتر ما هو حب. كان بيربط دقنه بحبل في القلاية عشان ما ينامش، ولو نام الحبل يشد دقنه فيصحيه. ده قد ايه هو كان بيحب السهر. اول حاجة هو انسان سهران، تاني حاجة هو انسان حر مش مستعبد لأي حاجة. ودينا مثال لكده يوسف العفيف لما تعرضت عليه الخطية وهو عبد، رفض الخطية وفضل حرية ربنا رغم انه دخل السجن. الآية الجميلة اللي هو قالها، فكيف أصنع هذا الشر العظيم وأخطئ إلى الله. أول حاجة هو إنسان محب، تاني حاجة إنسان حر، وآخر حاجة إنسان قوي. قديس بولس بيقول اسهروا اثبتوا في الإيمان، كونوا رجالا تقوى. كونوا رجالا هنا للكل، كل واحد كده يبقى قوي وهو سهران. وناس كتير احنا شفناهم أقوياء في الإيمان، من ضمنهم الأنبا موسى الأسود، بنسميه الأنبا موسى القوي. وهو قوي لأنه قدر يتغلب على كل الخطايا اللي كان بيعملها وعلى شهوات الجسد. دي مش حاجة سهلة، ده قعد سنين طويلة يحارب فيها، واستاهل أنه ياخد لقب القوي. آخر حاجة اتكلمنا فيها إزاي نبقى سهرانين، فاتكلمنا عن ثلاث حاجات: وسائل روحية وجو روحي ومرشد روحي. وسائل روحية محتاجين يعني نستفيد من كل الحاجات اللي الكنيسة بتوفرت، كل الصلوات وكل القداسات، محتاجين نحضر على قد ما نقدر. دي وسائل ووسائط تساعدنا ان احنا نبقى watchful. بس نخلي بالنا ان وسائط النعمة مش اهداف في حد ذاتها، الهدف هو ربنا، الهدف هو الملكوت مش الوسائط. تاني حاجة الجو الروحي. الجو الروحي مهم جدا، وشوفنا امثلة زي لوط البار. قديس بطرس كان بيتكلم ويقول وأنقذ لوط البار مغلوبا من سيرة الأرضياء في الدعارة، إذ كان البار بالنظر والسمع وهو ساكن بينهم يعذب يوما فيوما نفس البار بالأفعال الأسيمة. كان بيتعذب وهو قاعد في جو مش حلو، فابعد عن الجو الحلو، ابعد عن الجو الوحش. وآخر حاجة هي مرشد روحي. محتاجين وسائط روحية، محتاجين جو روحي، ومحتاجين مرشد روحي. قديس بولس بيعلمنا أطيعوا مرشديكم واخضعوا لأنهم يسهرون. المرشد الروحي بيسهر عنك وبيساعدك. لأنهم يسهرون لأجل نفوسكم كأنهم سوف يعطون حسابا. ودينا مثال الأنبا موسى القوي. هو كان قوي بمساعدة مرشد روحي قوي اسمه الأنبا إيسوزوروس. الاثنين موجود جسدهم الحياة جنب بعض لحد النهاردة. وسط روحي، وسائل روحية، وجو روحي، ومرشد روحي. لو قدرنا نبقى إنسان سهرانين هيبقى لنا الطوبة زي ما ربنا قال، طوبة لأولئك العبيد الذين إذا جاء سيدهم يجدهم ساهرين. الحق أقول لكم إنه يتمنطق ويتكئهم ويتقدم ويخدمهم. والمجد لله دائما أبديا.
Amen.